history, or supposed piece of history, which revolves around Psukim in this week's Parsha, where the Torah tells us, we know right at the beginning of the Parsha, Perek Beis, Vayelech Ish mi Beis Levi, Vayikach es Beis Levi. This was the union which ultimately led to the birth of Moshe Rabbeinu. Vatara Isha Vateler Bein, Vatera Oso, and she saw Kitoiv. He was good. Kitoivhu. Vatitzbineyu Shlosha Yirachim. And therefore she hid him for 3 months. What does it mean, Kitoivhu? She saw that he was good. Very cryptic words, Kitoivhu. So Rashi already tells us we're familiar with. Based on Chazal, Gemara Meseches, Soita Kishenoilad, when he was born, Nismale Habayis Kulo Oro. The whole entire house was filled with light. That's what Chazal understand. Ki Toiv is coming to tell us there was a certain light, a certain glow that accompanied Moshe Rabbeinu upon his birth. Ibn Ezra writes, no, it just means that he was good looking. He was a very cute kid, right? Ibn Ezra says, some of the criticism of Ibn Ezra is like, you ask any mother, they say that their kid is the cutest. So, okay, so he was a cute kid, but Ibn Ezra says he was especially good looking, and that's what the Ki Tov is. The Rashbam explains longer, greater, Shekevan Shemoshe Nolad Lesov Shisha Chadashim, since he was born early, we know he was only born after six months, so you would expect him not to look as good, and therefore the Pasuk's coming and telling you, no, Kitov, it's okay. There are those that say, what does Kitov mean? What we would mean. What do we mean when we say, oh, he's a good kid, he's a good boy? It means he doesn't cry. He doesn't cry. That's what a good kid is. The Rekeach HaLatayra says, Kosov Levar Mashmos Apasa Kitov, who? What's Kitov? Shemoyesh Rabbeinu Hayayelatov, Shaloy Boycha Kemino Gatinoikes. He's let his parents sleep at night. He wasn't crying, wasn't keeping them up. He was a good kid. That's what the Rekeach says. It's against the Gemara. The Gemara seems to say that Moshe Rabbeinu at certain times as a kid did cry. That's why they had to send him out in the river. But the Rekeach says, Kitov means he didn't cry. It's interesting. The Psukim, L'chorah, say that Moshe Rabbeinu was crying. After all, we know that the Pasuk says, Vatiftach, Bisya, she opens up the Vitireyu as a Yelavihine Nar Boicha. So you see he was crying. But if you look carefully, what do the Mefarshim say? The Balaturim on that Pasuk says, who is crying? Moshe wasn't crying. Balaturim hidver dover pele. Shemakosu vihine enar boicha enakavana le Moshe el Aaron. Aaron was standing watching. Aaron was crying, nervous what was going to happen to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu himself was not necessarily crying. And Machlekes Rishayim, other Rishayim also bring this pshat that v'anar is not going on Moshe Rabbeinu, rather going on Aaron HaKohen. So many different explanations. What does it mean? Ki toiv atero saw that she saw ki toiv that he was good. But this pasuk of ki toiv was in fact used as evidence in a very interesting debate. There was a debate that took place revolving around the writings of Rabbi Yisrael Lifshitz. Who's Rabbi Yisrael Lifshitz?
About Tosfos.
Tferes Yisrael, right? Tferes Yisrael, the parish on... Okay, so you have to clarify nowadays, right? So Tferes Yisrael, one of the main perushim on Mishnayis. So Tferes Yisrael wrote a number of very interesting things, which got him into a little bit of trouble. One of those interesting things that Tferes Yisrael wrote was on a Mishnah of Toiv Sheberoifim LeGehenim. The Mishnah says, even the best of doctors go to Gehenim. Very critical of doctors that they go to Gehenim. And the different Mepharshim try to figure out what's wrong with doctors. Why are Chazal so critical of doctors? So Rabbi Yisrael Lifshitz, the Tferes Yisrael, says, no, it's not really, it doesn't mean Toiv Sheberoifim. Even the best of doctors go to the Gehenim. What the Gemara means to say, what the Mishnah means to tell us, is Toiv Sheberoifim the Gehenim means that those who view themselves as those who think that they are the best, and therefore they are too haughty to ask the opinion, a second opinion, right? Sometimes you go to an expert, and then he finds that you go on a second opinion. Pagami my cover, you go on a second opinion. How could there possibly be a second opinion after me? So it says, Toiv Sheberoifim, those who think they're the best, and therefore they don't let you get a second opinion. They don't go to confer with other doctors, L'Gehenim, because you have to overcome that sense of pride, that sense of confidence in your field, and have to learn from others. He says, and based on this, he says, in this context, I want to tell you a very interesting story that I read, says it Tiferes Yisrael, and he writes as follows. He says, I heard the following story. Matzasi Kasuv Dover Nechmar. Very interesting story. Kishahaitzi Moshe Rabbeinu Olav Shalom Es Yisrael Mitzrayim. Moshe Rabbeinu took Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. Shamu Amim Yirgazin. Shimu Amim Yirgazin. So all the world heard about Moshe Rabbeinu, heard about the Jewish people, heard about the tremendous miracles, and you can imagine they're always curious. Who is this? Moshe Rabbeinu. V'yitmal Ma'oid Al Zeh Ha'ish. And they were very concerned. They were very curious. Who is this person? Ki Ayadu Nasu Kol Agvurus V'niflos, who took Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. Vilachain his Oyer Melech Aravi of Arabian king who decides, you know what, I'm taking matters into my own hands, I'm gonna find out who this Moshe Rabbeinu is. Vyishlach Tsayer Muvchel Tsayer Tmunas Hamanik. So he says, go take a picture. I want to see what he looks like. So they didn't have a phone, they didn't have a camera, they didn't have an iPhone. So he said, I need my best person who could draw a portrait. Draw a portrait of Moshe Rabbeinu. I want to see who he is. And he paints his beautiful painting of Moshe Rabbeinu. He goes to where the Jews are in the Midbar, and he finds Moshe Rabbeinu, and he has Moshe Rabbeinu, you can imagine, sitting there by a nice tree, painting beautifully what Moshe Rabbeinu looks like. They come back to the king, and they show him, this is the picture. So the king goes and says, okay, now I need those people in my kingdom that know Chochmas HaPartzuf, that could analyze faces to tell me the midos of this person. I want to know the king. I don't want to just know what the leader that took him out. I don't want to just know what he looks like. Chochmas HaPartzuf, they could be able to tell me, the people that could tell me about this personality based on viewing the parts of, based on viewing the face of this person. So they take this portrait of Moshe Rabbeinu and they take it to the greatest pikhim, the greatest chachamim in the place that knew Chochmas HaPartzuf, and they present the picture and they say as follows. They say, are you kidding me? This person, if I were to analyze him based on this portrait, he's a big balgaiva, and he loves money, he's very haughty, this is a terrible person. Look at this person. If I take Chochmas HaPartzuf, apparently you could use Chochmas HaPartzuf on a portrait as well. I didn't know that, but I don't know much about Chochmas HaPartzuf, but apparently it works through a portrait. And therefore they say, this guy is a terrible guy. So now the king's upset. Someone's fooling him. Either this person didn't take a good picture, because it's Moshe Rabbeinu. We know the miracles Moshe Rabbeinu. We've been hearing about Moshe Rabbeinu. So either he didn't take a good picture, or they're telling him, these people giving him the chachma are not telling him the right chachma. So he's upset at someone, and he's not sure exactly what to do. He goes back to the artist. He says, did you really paint this? He said, I'm telling you, this is a beautiful picture. You go find him yourself. You'll be able to see this. It looks exactly like him. Then he goes to the chachamim. He says, are you sure this is what it means? He says, if this is the Partzuf, I'm 100% sure that this guy has terrible, terrible midos ra. So what does he have to do? All he could do, apparently, a king in those days had a lot of time on his hands, so he went to the Midbar. He went to find Moshe Rabbeinu himself, and they go and find Moshe Rabbeinu. This is all written in the Tiferes Yisrael. They go find Moshe Rabbeinu, and he says to him, oh my gosh, wow, it really looks like the portrait. It looks exactly like Moshe Rabbeinu. So he says, it must be that who's making the mistake? Not the person who painted it, but the people that were trying to decipher the parts of it. Moshe Rabbeinu responds to him, Omnem ken yedidi lo eva ishloi milcha. You know, you shouldn't get upset at those people as well. Kol hachisreina shesher shaftu alai, all those terrible attributes that they said about me, Kulam kshurim bibateva. Naturally, those are my dispositions. You're correct. Those are my midos. I was born with midos ra'os. Ve'efsha od yoisim yasher shavta. And even more, even worse than they said, really are true. Vani bekoyach amitz. Hinei hizchazki v'radisi v'kavashti. I worked myself with a tremendous power to overcome these tendencies. Atcher kenisi li hafichim l'teva sheni. V'lechein bavur zeh yekarti v'schabati b'shamayim yavala aretz mitachas. Why did I was able to do all these things? Why did Rabbeinu Shalom give me all this glory? Why am I able to lead Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim? It's because I overcame those tendencies. You're right, I was born. If you look into my nature, you'll see that those tendencies exist, but I was able to be kovish them, I was able to conquer them. Now, of course, Rabbi Yisrael Lifshitz, Tzaris Yisrael, meant this to be the greatest compliment. Moshe Rabbeinu was able to overcome the worst of tendencies, the worst of midas, but it wasn't accepted as that. A number of years after the Tiferes Yisrael was published, probably around 50 years later, many, many went and attacked the Tiferes Yisrael. How could you say such a thing about Moshe Rabbeinu? Perhaps the most famous was a Rav Rappaport, who was the Magen Mevilkomer. The Magen Mevilkomer, he wrote a whole sefer, a whole kuntres, disputing this story from the Tiferes Yisrael. He called it Kalil Tiferes. He said, the story, it was never true, it never happened, the whole thing is made up, it's very strong. How could he say such a thing? And many Gedolim signed on this. The Aderes was very upset about it. Rav Kook ended up writing very similar to this. Many of the Gedolim said, it can't be. How could it be? You're going to say this thing about Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, in that kuntres, from the Magid Mivilkomer, in this kuntres Klil Teferis, and he says, now we understand what the Pasuk means when the Pasuk says, Vateiro Isoi Kitoiv, Old Mefarshim, Kitoiv, what's Kitoiv doing here? You look at the kid is cute. All kids are cute. What does this mean over here? Says the Magid Mivilkomer, Vateiro Isoi Kitoivu, from the moment he was born, he was good. Don't think that Moshe Rabbeinu was a person who was born with Ben Midas and he worked his way up to Moshe Rabbeinu. His Midas were Midas Toivos from the beginning. His Midas Toivos were there from the beginning of Arkidekach, that the Pasuk testifies, Vatera Oisoi Kitoiv, they see that he was good, Vatitzbineyu Shloshi Yerachim. So a big debate amongst the Mefarshim, is this story an accurate story? It's not an accurate story. So what do we do? What do we do when we have a big debate, big question in history? So you always have to look at what Dr. Shnei Lyman writes about it. He did the history, he looked into it, he did the research to figure out, was this story, but does it have good yichas? Is there a good misora on this story? And in fact, he found out some very interesting things. He found out that this story originally in its earlier sources, the Chacham wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu, but was Aristotle. And if you go back even earlier than Aristotle, you'll find the same story in Roman, ancient Roman literature, not with Aristotle, but with Socrates. So he says, what happened? This story was an old, ancient story that many different civilizations said about their leader. And ultimately, it got into the Jewish literature, and we forgot about Socrates, we forgot about Aristotle, and then you have certain svarim which bring it as Chacham Echad. But then, after Chacham Echad, you bring a blank Chacham Echad for a long time in different Jewish literature, so it becomes Moshe Rabbeinu. And then ultimately, by the time it comes to the Pharisee Yisrael, it's already accepted as Moshe Rabbeinu. But he proves, based on the history, that this story was never, it never had its source in a Medrash, it never had its source in Chazal. Story L'chora never happened, but this mashal of the story is a very important mashal that we don't believe people are necessarily great. The point of the Pharisee Yisrael is Toiv Shebereif in the Gehenim. Toiv Shebereif in the Gehenim, you have, when you're a good doctor, you have an option. You could either be Toiv Shebereif and think you're the best, not willing to make yourself subservient to anyone else, or you could overcome those attributes. It's fascinating to point out, as Shneur Lyman does, that the Arachayim himself writes this when it comes to Moshe Rabbeinu. The Arachayim in Sefer Devarim writes, Moshe Rabbeinu, a translation, excellence in all virtues was due entirely to his fear of God. Nothing in the natural makeup of his character aided him in attaining this excellence. One might think that he was naturally humble. The Torah therefore testifies that his successful efforts were due entirely to his fear of God. Moshe Rabbeinu was not born Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu earned his status as Moshe Rabbeinu. Nonetheless, the Pasuk says, Vatera Oisoi Kitoiv. He was Kitoiv. What does Kitoiv mean? So maybe it means he didn't cry. Maybe it means there was a special aura that surrounded him. Whatever it means, we've sufficiently delved into this question of whether this story of the painter painting Moshe Rabbeinu really happened or not.
I want to know where the portrait is. Who has the portrait?
Doesn't exist.